Dann nervt Miller. He's going to introduce the health board. Used to be Dana Nyako, now she's Dana Miller. The health board members are here and she will be introducing them. She's going to be asking questions about the mental health. What makes people happy? What made people happy? And after they have answered those questions, she's going to be asking other questions. When a person doesn't have a wholesome mind, he's not really happy. How do people have wholesome minds? I don't really give the right answers, but I want them to listen to the answers. And so to give other people a chance to speak, I always open. Me, when I was becoming aware, I think God is the only answer. When a person
run across trouble and has a troubled mind, he will always give his problems to God, who is the Supreme. You ask for mercy, it usually works. And sometimes it doesn't seem like it's not going to work, but it will work. And that seems to be the only answer to this question. if anyone has a better answer, they could come and speak. Ano kaya ko? Because I have grandchildren with a mental problem. When a person has a mental problem, we try not to harm or go against the mind. When a person is unhappy, we try to avoid going against their mind. But you can always tell when a person is happy or sad. When they have a mental problem, I ask for help from the church and pray about it. I am always thankful that we have a help that is truly a help in prayer. And we try not to go against the person with a mental problem and be happy with him when he's happy. This is something I would like to say. My name is Amek.
David Brandick. Because we are all people, we go across this type of life. It troubles the mind. Because I have crossed the path of how a person can be happy. Because I come into a depressed state. Because the mind, when I suddenly remember that even a short prayer, all your troubles will disappear. It usually soothes your anxiety. A simple prayer. This question that were answered by these people, the question has been asked, why are people happy? Because of preaching. People are happy because when they have a compatible mind, this makes people happy. And when a leader is treating them right, they are generally happy. This is something I have always heard. When a leader is taking care of his family well, his children will usually obey him. Even if we go through a depression state when we cross the mind, this was already answered previously. This has been preaching that when people are compatible, they are generally happy. This is something I always understand. My name is John Levitt.
Even the very high sister, when I was growing up, I had the situation.
I come here to assist. When a person is happy from his depression, and when he is under strain, under depression, and when he finds a happy face, he generally makes the person happy. This generally makes me happy. When I see a happy face, it usually cheers me up. Usually when relatives are not bickering. They usually don't have a depression.
When a person is unhappy, when I see good people, I can be happy. And when a person encourages a person who is unhappy, he can also be made happy. I'm going to talk about my grandchild before I came here, a young lad was thinking of me and was asking for a prayer. He said in church, my uncle is Elijah, and when I saw him, he was always trying to make other people happy, and when other people were unhappy, he can always make them happy. And that's what the preacher told me after he had grown up to be a preacher. Unhappiness can be taken when people encourage each other. And death can be overcome by that. Unhappiness can be heartbreaking. I have never really suffered from that. When I'm unhappy, people always make me happy.
No matter how high or
When I listen to a person, I always try to make them happy from what I'm saying. But we can't live any other way. These other people before me have said it.
Instead of having a place right over here, that makes a poor
person that can
see not straight out like that
is the person we generally look up to.
And
what we are doing at this time. I am. We are thankful that we have something to look forward to. And we have to be certain. We have to be confident with ourselves. I'll use this for an example. When we are hunting with confidence and have prayer, the Savior generally gives us the food, and because he gives
if we are thinking of being saved, and we are very sure and confident within our hearts, we must be very sure and confident within our hearts, I will be saved when my master comes. I will be saved for sure, for certain, without being cast aside. When I die, my soul is clay. I will place my clay into the earth. My master will come and get my soul with his angels. And I will be placed in a place of joy where other types of happiness have not been felt. This is absolute joy, and my soul will not be sick again, nor will it worry again, nor will tears ever form again. I will not be sick. My soul will be placed in a haven of safety and joy.
That is all I have to say. I don't know how they can follow me.
We must become confident of ourselves, our safety, and I will be saved when my master comes. We must all be this confident nowadays. Then,
my name is Anne Havoc.
And this is the low man, but he can speak.
I do not have any.
I am.
Heart, but
the words that I speak right now do not come from this man here, but the Lord is using my mouth right now. I am only speaking them. Now, thus the Bible says, I can read the Bible, and I can understand it, I have the willingness to gain understanding of it, and the Lord uses my feet, my hands, and He uses His poor soul to utter these words through me. I am your, one of yours. I am part of you. And this is as far as I'd like to speak. If there's a person who can think here, he will absorb my words and think about them. And wish that they would remember these words of mine, calling me their relative, my grandfather, my uncle, my spoke of these words. I am Elijah Kaganyak. I would like to say something concerning this topic. Also, this these words that I have received from my adopted parents, from my father, who spoke. I would like to give this pastor's message on to the people, talking about the speaking of the ones who were, of the ones who before Christianity, they talk of life with joy. They say when a person who does not oppose other people nor abuse other people, he will find happiness. He should be helpful towards other people, nor is abusive of other people. Thus, happiness is found by that person. These are the words that I have received. And one should not abuse people, but only help them. without any abuse, and one will get a lot of help from others. And nowadays, it is thankful that we have this good word with promise that are given to us from the preachers, nor and also from the people who can speak. And this I give to you. Person lives without worry when he does not abuse other people. I am Herman. If I can ask another question, if you can answer it, before white men arrived, before missionaries came, before teachers came, how did the mind and body of the Inupiaq people, how were they complete before the advent of Christianity and white men? Concerning this, we cannot answer it with our knowledge now, but what we have heard from our parents, that can be our answer. Others will answer it properly, but I cannot. When the older people talk and one listens, they are memorable and not forgotten. Many older people, as I was growing up, spoke of the time that they lived before the advent of Christianity and the white men. They spoke of their lives then, and I have heard them. Those people, before the advent of white men, they tried to make their life proper before they heard of the word. If a person steals, when a person stole, they did not approve of it, nor did they approve of a person who lied. And also, everyone tried to observe life without these two vices, stealing and lying. Were the two vices that people did not want to have within their community and their as. Those were the two that people heard most about as being held as vices. This is Henry Nishang. Concerning this topic that we're talking about, I will relate through what I have heard. Then they talked to us about the good life and happiness, and also things that cause sadness, that can cause discord. They also talked about those, about the things that we have come to realize the people that I lived with would talk to me of this. When a person has, he holds no abuse nor hostility, he can have happiness. If he does not abuse other people as he lives, he will be happy. He does not have discord. And when a person does not live doing good works, and he does this without the knowledge of other people, and he performs these acts, he does not have a peaceful mind. His eyes are a means of knowing, according to the older people of those times, that he cannot, that they can tell when a person is stealing and lying. This person who lies and steals is unable to look at the people's eyes straight on because he suspects that others have found out about him. Therefore, he acts this way. He acts thus because he is ready to be ashamed of his wrongful acts. And I believe all of us have heard of this. When we perform acts that our parents do not approve of, we are not happy. There is no happiness in such activity before, unless we confess. A lot of people can say that they become sick of this. They become sick from this when they hold this type of knowledge of a wrongful act that they have performed. When they seek forgiveness from people, if he does not seek forgiveness from other people, then he can become sick in body and mind with this knowledge. And I would like to relate something that we have heard, often hearing there. A person, two people, mother and child, lived in Barrow. People tell of this. As a young man, her son, he had become a young man. When he lost his father, his mother began to mess around with him. And then they began to live like man and wife. And since they were ashamed of this, of their act, the mother took the son away to where there were no people. They could not live with the people who were happy because they were ashamed of their act, which was wrong. And as they went, they felt they would a far distance. They tell of them. They talk of their place where they have lived and also where they hunted caribou. The people talk of these places that this mother and son had traveled on. They became ashamed and left. This type of activity, these acts do not bring happiness, but they bring sadness. And when a person lives a life of helping others and being nice to others, in his mind he is happy and at peace. When there is a person who needs help, no matter how small. This can also be a source of comfort and happiness to one when one is being helpful towards others. It is good to receive happiness, thankfulness from others when one has given help. I speak of this. This is Roxy Iguana.
They need to secure the foundations more firmly with gravel. When the water helps, when the foundation
I would like to say, I have a Nana, grandmother, who was a very old lady, and I listened to her, and she spoke of, when she spoke of the activities before the advent of white men, according to her, the body of the Eskimo and the mind was very good. They helped each other. They were relatives. They helped each other to with no limits. It is helpful. It is thankful to be helped. They did not injure each other's minds nor their bodies. They helped each other. Those who injured other people or gossiped about other people or told on others were not approved of, and these were mostly women. We have heard of these. They would take them to the meeting house and hold a meeting, and then they would slit their tongues, making them longer, and then would tell them, now that your tongue is bigger, why don't you speak some more, gossip some more? This was a means of punishment. And it was, this is a harsh treatment, but this was probably prevented a lot of wrongdoings. They did these before they knew about medicine. And when a person lost their mind and their body became injured, their god was Satan, and this was before they knew about God. And this is information I got from my grandmother, Sirai. People helped each other a great deal. Thus, their minds were in accord because they were constantly helping each other. This concept of helpfulness was prevalent throughout all the communities. When one receives help, one is happy. And when one is happy, the body is not heavy, it is light. But when a person became injured of mind and body, then they would, the shaman would perform to heal the body and the mind. And I would like to say something concerning this topic as well. I have a mother who's talked of such things as well. And I grew up listening to her, and I am happy that I had a mother who talked to me of such things. Some of the things I have forgotten, but others still have. They talk, our mothers speak, or others also speak, and their message is the same, that they help each other and are in accord with each other, and their bodies were not tired. Nowadays, our bodies are very tired because our loved ones do things that are injurious to themselves and to us. And when we have prayer in our minds, then we receive relief for our bodies. people who help each other and love each other, other people have happiness in their body, therefore their bodies do not seem heavy. I was told not to abuse another person through words. Our tongues are small. We should not use this and not let it out. It would be better to anything that you can utter to cause injury to another person. Although I have heard of this, I use it myself. And we thank you for this and helping us realize these things that we can help, we can do to help ourselves, our bodies. All of the people experience this feeling of sadness, no joy at all, in which we do not want to get up, even stand up because of discord that is around. It is only through prayer that we gain strength, just like Kakinyak spoke a few minutes ago. When another person helps us, then our bodies, our minds become lighter and happier. I am thankful for your questions because you have hit something directly in my life, and I thank you for it. As I became conscious, I heard older people speaking of the right way of life, that living the right way of life is good. Not stealing, not lying, nor being abusive of other people, and helping other people who are in need is a way of life to be upheld. And my grandparents, Adakudak and Kalesuak, told me of these things. They had grandparents from Kobuk and Silivik. They were parents of my parents, my grandparents. Even though a person does not have the power of the shaman, does not have this evil in him, the shamans do not have any control over him, his body. My grandfather also spoke of the people who have died. They will come back. And there are also people who are called Uyvaksat, which means that they will be coming around a point. They will also come. My grandfather spoke of this. Also like the ones who have died. Also like the ones who are dead, who will come to life again. The people along the Kobuk River, around the Barrow area, around the Seward Peninsula, held respect for each other and tried not to hold any anger towards each other, because they knew that leading a good life was helpful, healthy for them. My grandmother has this saying, when a person abuses other people, is and encounters tragedy because of his acts, my grandmother would say, good luck, I believe, would say that saying. My grandmother had heard of people, white people who had coming, but she would just hear of them. But when the white men came to their area, they would hold meetings. to construct large buildings, and they, for this reason, they held meetings. I have forgotten one thing that my grandmother spoke to me of. She would say to me, do not abuse small animals if you want your body to be healthy. For like her, she plugged a sandpiper once, a phalarop once, and let it flow. And she, when she let it go, she could no longer see it into the sky. And when she lost her sight, she could not forget the fact that she had done, she had molested a small animal and done injury to it. So she tells me that when, if I want my body to be healthy, I should not abuse any of the small creatures of that have been created by God. And when she became blind, she would always recall the act that she had done of plugging the bird and letting it loose. And no matter how flirtatious I am, I should not abuse the contract that other two people have made in marriage. Those are the two things that my grandmother told to me. My grandmother, Siranya, was a Christian, and she believed strongly. And when I became sick, she would hold me and pray for me, and I would become well. And she died when the front part of her hair started turning brown, like the color of the earth. And she would lay on the bed, sing to herself, and she had become more like a baby when she died. This is Bertha Lutz.
These questions that were asked about how the people lived before the white man came. And these are some of the things I know. As when the white man first started to come, at that time, there wasn't any people that were running around wildly. When the children are inside the house, they generally just sit. They don't run around. The children then were obedient. Only time they get up was when they were asked to work or asked to do something. That was the type of life at that time. They didn't run around in the building. And when they asked them, and when they want them to play, they would ask them to go out and play. And when they start to get ready for bed, they normally fold their clothes or get their clothes right by their bed so that they'll be alerted for anything. This was the time before the white man came. And when they ate, they didn't grab the food. They would give them plates and properly feed them when it was time to eat. They had adequate habits of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And when they wanted proper food for their diet, they had it during the dinner time. At that time, they didn't permit the children to run around lately, but they were still bad people. That or abusing the people or outsmarting them in their behavior. When a person, one didn't like the person, they bewitched him through paralyzing him or using his powers as a shaman. That was the type of life then at that time. How they lived then. And when a man is hunting, he would really try his best so that his family will not be starving. And while he is traveling and when he finds something, he would give them all to his woman, and the lady would be working them all. And when he kills the whale, he would give it all to the woman, and the woman would be